The Yukon government has announced phase two of its response to the U.S.-led tariff dispute, which involves targeting Yukon government ties to Elon Musk-linked businesses. Premier Ranj Pillai told reporters in the cabinet office on the afternoon of April 3 that the territorial government will be ending rebates for Tesla products offered through the Good Energy Program, reviewing Yukon government Starlink accounts and canceling accounts that aren't necessary for business continuity or emergency response, and moving away from Yukon government communications on X, formerly Twitter. Pillai met virtually with Prime Minister Mark Carney and Canada's premiers on the morning of April 3 to discuss the impacts of U.S. President Donald Trump's unjustified tariffs slapped on the auto sector that took effect that day. "We discussed ways we can continue to support our fellow provinces and how we can support Ontario auto workers and have opportunities to diversify international trade," Pillai told reporters. Premiers also noted that there has certainly been a change in tone from Donald Trump since Mark Carney became Prime Minister. Since the call between the President and the Prime Minister last month, the comments about Canada becoming the 51st state have stopped. "President Trump is no longer referring to our head of state as the governor." Reporters asked why the Yukon government is focusing on companies owned by Musk, a billionaire who is a key unelected advisor to Trump. "I think it's pretty clear that Musk has a very significant role with inside the administration right now," Pillai said. "We've watched on a number of occasions where he has sat right next to the president and has a key role within that administration. What does this mean for Yukoners? New and used Tesla vehicles and Tesla Level 2 chargers will no longer be eligible for rebates under the Good Energy Program. Other incentives will be offered for other manufacturers," per Pillai. He indicated Yukoners may see continued use of Starlink to maintain business continuity and emergency responses, as the territory evaluates alternative satellite internet service providers. "Starlink provides backup for protective services. For example, Julia Duchesny, who works in communications for the Protective Services branch of Community Services, said by email that Starlink was used by the Emergency Coordination Center during the territory-wide telecommunications outage in May 2024. "The Yukon government has about 90 Starlink contracts, which we use primarily at highway camps, rural medical centers, campgrounds and emergency response hubs," Pillai said. "Yukoners should continue to make the choice that makes the most sense for them at home and for their businesses across the territory." Pillai announced his X account will no longer be active in a post on X at 2:21 p.m., just ahead of the 2:30 p.m. announcement. Premier Ranj Pillai's post on X announces his account is no longer active on April 3, 2025. Screenshot: X. "Activity on Yukon Government X accounts will end," reads Pillai's written statement. "The final posts on these accounts will indicate where Yukoners can go to access the same information. The Yukon government's digital communications efforts will primarily occur through Yukon.ca, Facebook, Blue Sky and local advertisers." Read more. Canada will match U.S. auto tariffs. Carney. Additional responses are continuing to be explored if the Trump administration continues to threaten Canada's economy or sovereignty, reads Pillai's statement. The first phase of the territory's response involved stopping the sales of U.S. liquor products at Yukon government-run liquor stores and ending future purchases by the Yukon government as the territory's wholesale liquor distributor, reviewing Yukon government procurement rules to limit U.S. businesses from accessing contracts, prioritizing Yukon First Nation businesses through the Yukon First Nation Procurement Program, and developing a $1 million business support program. The premier welcomes additional feedback and ideas from Yukoners on how to respond. Yukon NDP leader Kate White suggested the measures revealed April 3 fall short. She was expecting more than the Yukon government announcing measures that have already been taken in other Canadian jurisdictions. "I think we're just late to the party," she said. "I'm glad that we're catching up." White quit the X platform in November 2024. However, White understands that some Yukoners might not have alternatives to Starlink. I have no criticisms for folks who are needing the Starlink at this point, because there's no other options, she said. A written statement attributed to the Yukon Party caucus in reaction to the premier's announcement indicates the official opposition is still determining the impacts of the latest measures. We may have questions in the future regarding how the Yukon government plans to replace the communication tools for those departments that relay important emergency information to Yukoners, reads the statement. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.